This is the Iowa Business Report Thursday edition with support from TotallyIowa.com, a website with Iowa-centric books, CDs, and DVDs shipped directly to you from TotallyIowa.com. The annual Iowa Rural Summit will be held in Ames on April 11th and 12th. Bill Menner is executive director of the event organizer, the Iowa Rural Development Council. He outlined some of the current challenges facing Iowa's rural areas.
Population, obviously. And honestly, it's not unique to rural Iowa. I mean, rural places are, by definition, sparsely populated. If they weren't rural, they'd be urban. But that workforce issue, how do you get and keep the employees and the families that help sustain the businesses, the industry, the school districts, the vitality of a small place? So it's people. It's housing. I just saw a story that housing continues to be nationally one of the big challenges, not just all housing, but affordable housing for those workers, the teachers, the nurses, the daycare workers, the restaurant workers. How do you find affordable housing, especially in a small town where the price of a single family home continues to climb? So that challenge that rural communities face is they don't necessarily have built-in developers with a focus on affordable housing.
Hear more about the upcoming Iowa Rural Summit on the Iowa Business Report this weekend on many of these stations. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from TotallyIowa.com, where you can order your copy of the award-winning book, Making Waves, The People and Places of Iowa Broadcasting. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.